Hello, and welcome to Paper to Podcast. Today, we're diving into a riveting paper titled Robots, Meaning, and Self-Determination, authored by the impressive trio Milena Nikolova, Femke Knossen, and Boris Nikolaev. Published on the first day of 2022 by the Global Labor Organization, this study has been setting the academic world abuzz with its groundbreaking insights. So, what happens when you double the number of robots strutting around in the workplace? Well, it seems our human workers don't feel quite as chuffed about their jobs. In fact, the study found that workers' sense of job meaningfulness takes a hit by 1%, autonomy by a not-so-cute 1.5%, and connectedness with colleagues by a slightly lonely 0.8%. However, in a plot twist worthy of a sci-fi blockbuster, their sense of competence remains unfazed by the robotic invasion. But wait, there's more. The robot's effect on job satisfaction doesn't seem to care about your age, your education, or whether you wear pink on Wednesdays. It's the same across the board. However, those caught in the Groundhog Day of repetitive tasks might feel the sting on their autonomy a bit more. In a glimmer of hope, working with computers or, you know, actual human clients can fend off some autonomy blues. And here's a quirky tidbit. Men seem to get a little ego boost in their competence when robots join the team. Ladies and gentlemen, we may have just discovered the first gender-specific side effect of robotization. Now, let's get technical, but not too technical. We're all friends here. The researchers flexed their methodological muscles by skipping the use of variables entirely. This left us scratching our heads a bit. But hey, who are we to question the enigmatic ways of science? Our scholarly adventurers embarked on this journey without a map, navigating through a large-scale survey of 3,908 participants. Despite the temptation, they heroically refrained from falling into the dark abyss of unreported outcomes. Now, if you're wondering how they crunched those numbers, it's all about the ordinary least squares and instrumental variable techniques. These statistical spells helped them dodge the curse of endogeneity that could have muddled their findings. But let's be real. No study is perfect, and our intrepid researchers are the first to admit it. They've been clear that their work is primarily a Eurocentric groove, and that their time-traveling data stops at 2015. Plus, they only peeked at industrial robots, leaving their service bot cousins and AI pals for another day. So, what can we do with all these juicy insights? Well, workplaces might want to jazz up job design to keep meaning and autonomy in the mix. Policymakers could whip up regulations that make sure robots play nice with human well-being. Educational programs can sharpen their focus on skills that robots haven't mastered yet. And HR folks? They've got a new playbook for helping workers navigate the robot revolution. But it's not just the suits who can make a difference. Robotics developers could take a leaf out of this paper to make robots that play well with humans, fostering a buddy-buddy work environment. And companies, keen on keeping smiles on their employees' faces, can launch initiatives that keep the job satisfaction juices flowing, even as robots hum away in the background. If you're itching for more, or simply want to see the science for yourself, fear not. You can find this paper and more on the paper2podcast.com website. Until next time, keep your friends close, your robots friendly, and your podcast episodes playing.